I'm Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Champion, the Big LG Doc Gallows, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Trash Podcast.
Donald Trump, Vince McMahon, 2024 ticket.
Oh, yeah!
I'm just an idiot, so.
We can watch The View and not go crazy. We can have the Briscoes, okay?
It's just the pay-per-views are just too dang much.
Absolutely moronic statement.
Of all the people, Eric Bischoff.
I knew you. I can read you like a book, brother.
Yeah.
Do an interview. We'll put it on Turnbuckle Trash. You can be our stream.
Hey, that'd be great.
It doesn't
that
pay.
That would be great.
It doesn't pay anything. It's just like radio. It doesn't pay.
Oh,
anything.
Okay. Well, that's the perfect job for me. I'm used to that. Yeah.
Yeah. If I ever have to sit through another episode of Survivor, just bear me right now.
Sometimes me and my friends swear on the playground.
Because you got to have a boss. You got to have somebody saying,
"That was totally wicked."
I don't always have good ideas. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I wrote for the New York Times.
Hey.
What? Can Moxley not bleed all the dang time on AEW?
Me just needs to go out the, you know, the old porcelain throne. Just Danhausen. Sorry. He's not one of my
What did I do wrong, George? What did I
went across the sea to Mexico or across the sea to Mexico. Boy, that was brilliant, wasn't it, Dave?
I don't get what he's doing, and I'm smart. Not book smart or street smart or brain smart, but something.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
You're an animal. You're a maniac. Oh, man, I got mud all over my boots.
He's got a little bull in him, and, well, that's because he's a son of God's got a lot of bull in him. You know what they say about family? Are you sure they have to be forever?
Oh.
Wrestling is great.
If you spent time with your family and wanted to ignore me, that's okay.
I know.
I understand. Sure. But it was off key so bad that I just, oh.
Called Giant Freaking Robot.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
Remember, I'm an old man, and it's technology, and I don't understand it.
He's a jerk in the ring.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot how funny that was.
I ain't got nothing. And, you know, the old joke is I'm not a VIP, I'm just a P.
I know somebody. I have a... I know a guy.
The original trash head.
But he was like a deer in the headlights.
Totally unprofessional. And go ahead.
Go ahead. Please go ahead.
I was wearing my PAC t-shirt yesterday.
Outlaw Mud Show.
Using it like toilet paper.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
Everybody loves this man.
Did I like it? Uh-uh.
It threw me for a loop at first.
That was pretty lame.
And I've got a pretty big nose.
Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Get these hands.
Oh, you think so?
Get these hands. Extreme Rules, which will have no extreme rules as a pay-per-view.
That's true.
Excuse me. Premium live event.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Really?
If you don't like your job, you don't strike. You just go in every day and do it really half-assed.
Well, shucky ducky quack quack.
Shucky ducky quack quack.
Well, I don't know how exactly he sounds, but.
Well,
oh, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. No. Oh my God.
That's what Vic Razor's for. So.
Did I say that? I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Okay, let's get that bleep button going, ladies and gentlemen.
That's an unusual one coming from Dr. Dave. He must be feeling extra edgy today.
He a problem, and we need to take care of the problem.
Had to go back to the workforce, but it's okay. I like it. It's good. It's good work.
Just as long as you don't have to pull the pubes, right?
Not the doctor of rock today. You're Dr. Kevorkian today. Did he drop kick a baby too, Chris? Boy, he really squandered that opportunity. He had a excellent thing going, and he just couldn't keep his stupid fat mouth shut, huh?
Phil, you lost your job because of it.
Yeah, because you opened his fat mouth.
Can't say pay-per-view. It's a premiere, live event. That's what my husband said.
Go ahead. Oh, that's right.
Yes, say it, Zane. Say it.
That was the best premiere love event I had seen in...
65 years old, I read comic books and I play with toys.
I'm becoming an old man. I have to have my walker here shortly.
No way. I ain't going to see a bunch of sweaty men. Okay, fine. I'll go. No, so go ahead.
I ain't going to say it. But yeah, they were.
Well, just real quick, I was going to say, you know, you're 2.2 million viewers.
Right.
That's about 2.2 million more than CNN gets on a regular basis, and they're fake, too.
Great, I play with fish. Wonderful.
Oh, I'm a spider.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
I'm Batman.
I am Groot. My name is Optimus Prime.
I am Iron Man.
I am Spider-Man.
Hulk. Wonder Woman.
Oh, isn't that... nice.
Well, I'm not really feeling oozy about it, but it's...
What about Seth Rollins? Seth freaking Rollins.
I'm talking years ago.
And he's wearing the latest in bathroom curtains.
Now, what's next? You going to buy the 24/7 championship and bring it in? I pull out my last nose hair with some of this stuff I keep seeing.
I am oozy. Chris.
Yes.
My thigh probably weighs more than him.
Hey, Roman, I got your new theme song. Come on.
Because I'm not feeling very oozy. Other situations that we shall not talk about at this time.
I know. He was a tall, lean, mean dude. I'm going to give you a diamond cutter, okay? Oh, crap. Oh, my gosh, I love your name. I guess I'm just an idiot. Somebody there was a slight bit. It's like, oh, it's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, they had a little bit too much nog in their eggnog, huh?
You know, I wonder. He is an ugly sucker. I mean, tattoos all over. Yeah.
He's pretty, that was Zane Peterson, ugly. Who lives in central Utah, not the Dave Denton who lives in northern Utah.
But, I mean, Dave's always treated his ladies with respect. You
That's
know?
Right, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh,
gorgeous.
Thank you so much. And that was so nice. And Josh Alexander's like, hey, why can't you say something like that to me?
Because you ugly, Josh. You be ugly. Yeah.
They're a little bit dirty, but wow. It's so funny here. It's a very distinct possibility that it could be Dave and Zane, the turnbuckle trash twins, or something like that.
Won't say anything that would make my mama slap me. So.
And I told him there was a new promotion in Salt Lake, and so now he's all giddy.
It's Zane, the Oosemaster Peterson.
I'm feeling oosy.
Feeling oosy.
And sometimes some of these older... No, like Dave. Just kidding.
Yeah, I'll stand away from the guys and girls that can kick my butt in their sleep. So.
I love it. Dave probably thinks I'm a damn broken record, but
you are.
I love the interaction. Oh, shut up, Dave.
We're just going to keep on going that round. Just find things that are different and hope it works.
Hi, this is Dave Denton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at daysvoiceworks.com. daysvoiceworks.com, spell works, W-O-R-X.
More trash is on the way on turnbuckletrash.net.
Oh, he's got him in a subatomic headlock. Ow, that's gotta hurt.
Actually, I can tell you from experience, it does hurt.
You were a wrestler?
No, just married.
It's time to take out the trash.
And on Turnbuckle Trash, time to go back to the original trash head himself, the man with no hair, the...
Yes.
Do you shave your head, by the way?
Well, not really. My girlfriend Lauren, she likes the back of my head the way it is because she likes to. When I'm driving the car, she puts her hand and she's trying to. She goes, "I'm just my finger on the back of your little stubs." And I just look at her and go, "Really?" But she I got somewhat of a decent haircut, I guess, if you can call bald at the top a haircut. I shave it sometimes for work when I have to, but summertime I have to some because I sweat like a government mule. It is what it is.
You come by that honestly with your dad.
Yes, I do. I sweat so much. It's pathetic. I could probably wring my shirt out and we could have another shower. Other than that, everything else is good. But, I mean, at least I can grow some, not too many. But, Manny, thank you so much for pointing out that I have no hair. If I could fly to Utah and get to DCW real quick, I would stun you in the middle of the ring for that. Thank you so much. Maybe we could have a pay-per-view going hair versus hair. Well, I don't have it. Shoot. God. Darn.
He'd put that lemon drop on you so fast. You wouldn't know.
That's true. But he's got the lemon drop and I've got the southern drop.
Oh, that's right. A little bit of
moonshine. And I think I'm 6 feet tall and bulletproof, just like Travis Tritt's song. So.
Hey, Chris, we're looking back at the year a little bit, and I wanted to talk to you about two different things. One of them you said you wanted to talk to me about, too. Let's talk a little bit about tag team wrestling. You had FTR with a great year. I mean, they had the Impact belt. They had the ROH belt, AEW belt at one time, AAA belt, and they just recently lost the ROH belt. What do you think about the tag team division overall in neither company? You've got the Usos, you got the New Day. You're looking at the Street Profits, the Viking Raiders are back again.
Well, I can just say, two words, dem boys.
I'm glad you said that.
I'm just going to say dem boys are probably in the best tag team in the business. I think that the greatest match I have ever seen is FTR and them in the ring. Great storytelling. But, you know, the Briscoes are probably the best tag team in the business because they can go to any promotion, put butts in the seats, and give you a story that will put you on edge. But I tell you what, if you ever saw them in a dark alley somewhere, and you saw that smile on one of their faces, you'd probably run the other way. These guys are ugly to the max.
Yeah, they be ugly. Yes, and I will agree with you with the Briscoes because you can't see them on AEW because Time Warner doesn't want them on there because some controversy that happened years and years ago with some accusations and. You know, I don't want to get into that, but I think it's a shame that we as a people sometimes can't get past something that happened years and years ago when somebody's attitudes might have changed or become a little bit more politically sensitive. I don't want to say politically correct because I hate politically correct. Politically sensitive to me, I want to be politically sensitive. I don't want to be PC, guaranteed.
No.
But I think it's a shame that we can't see the Briscoes on AEW because I have watched these guys when they were at ROH for years. I've seen them as singles competitors, tag team competitors, and I don't know if I've ever seen a better tag team. I mean, you've got the Road Warriors, you've got the Fabulous Ones, the Rock and Roll Express, but as far as telling the story in the ring – with physicality, and then they're great promos too. I love them boys, the Briscoe brothers.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great tag team, great promos, great matches, good solid techniques, and their storytelling in the ring is really good. I mean, they bleed like stuffed hogs. Mark and Jay, I think it's Jay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, those two, they can't be on a mic together. I know that because, I mean, you'll have to bleep every word that one of them say, but it's good.
Yeah.
But I think, like I said, the best match I've seen with those two was with FTR. And then they had some heck of some stories. And even the ones that they had the wrestling on the farm.
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious.
That was hilarious. When they pulled out the table and Mark says, well, how convenient. So, yeah, it's got a good... They've got a good comedy and they've got really serious wrestling, but it was fun to watch. Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch. That's the tag team of the year right there. Has got to be those two.
So as we talk about that, I also want to put a little congratulations out for a great career to the Rock and Roll Express, Ricky and Robert. What they have meant for tag team wrestling is incredible, and they're hanging it up as a tag team this year. I mean, they've lasted a long time in a very physical business.
Yeah, it's been it has been a tremendous run for the Rock and Roll Express, and those two have finally decided to hang it all up, and I don't blame them whatsoever. It's been a hell of a ride for those two, and they've done it all in professional wrestling. I mean, they've been everywhere and anywhere that you can promote, and those two have been. And now that Ricky's son has kicked in and he's in the NWA, he's just like his daddy is. He's really good. His daddy taught him really well in the ring, but I'm kind of sad about seeing the Rock and Roll Express, but I'm kind of happy because, I mean, you can only see someone for so long before you're like, okay, you again? Come on, guys. It's time. I know it's hard to get out of a business, and it's hard to, you know, get out of a situation that you've been in for so damn long, but wow, guys. I mean, y'all have done it all. What else can you do? You can't. Yeah. There's nothing else to that.
Great feuds with the Midnight Express, the Heavenly Bodies, the Fabulous Ones. They've over a career, staying together as a tag team, an incredible, incredible career. So thank you, Ricky and Robert, for all the entertainment over the years. Just incredible. Anything else you want to yak about?
Well, I'm just wanting to see your opinion about how the WWE has brought back Bray Wyatt and how the scenes and the, I mean, let's face it. If we don't know who's behind the mask, but Uncle, whoever it is, I mean, I think I know who it is. I think, you know, you believe, you know who it is, yeah. But do you think this is good or do you think it's kind of slow? Do they need to add something to it or is it, you know, just dull as the polish worn off yet?
Well, you know, I was so excited to see Bray come back. I'm a big Bray Wyatt fan. I saw somebody the other day, I think it was on a YouTube channel, talk about has the WWE already dropped the ball with Bray Wyatt. I was hoping that when he came back, he would have a feud with Roman Reigns right off. Mm-hmm. But they've got him with another one of my favorite wrestlers that I don't think gets enough credit in L.A. Knight. Now they got him in this feud with L.A. Knight.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
And I think L.A. Knight is a solid professional that in his days in NXT was doing great. They move him up to WWE SmackDown, give him that stupid gimmick that they gave him doing that male model thing.
Dummy!
Yeah!
That took some air out of his career. But now he's back, you know, to begin doing the and, you know, let me talk to you and all that good stuff that he does. And now they've got him in this feud with Bray Wyatt, which I think is a step back for Bray Wyatt. And that's nothing said against L.A. Knight. They might be using it to build him up, which I think is very, very wise because I think he's a great performer. But I have been just slightly disappointed at how slow this story development has been going on with Uncle Howdy. And I think what they're trying to do might be bringing in each one of the characters in some form as part of this continuing storyline with Bray Wyatt's return. When Bray's in the ring and he's got that microphone, he is still captivating. I mean, I love his promo segments, but I think the storyline is just building a little bit too slow, except when he attacked the cameraman 2 weeks ago. It was just like,
that's true.
You know, that one was a quick segment. I think it's just a little bit slow. What do you think?
I think it's been slow from the start when they first got him back and he started cutting this heartfelt promo in the ring and started crying and everybody's like, no, don't do this. Come on, bring him back as the sadistic person that he is. But if you never noticed that every time that he gets in the ring, he's always paying tribute to Brody.
Yeah. Well, they were great friends.
Yeah, he always pays tribute to Brody somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a given. But no, I just don't like the way they're doing. They're bleeding it too slowly. They need to bring something else in, and who knows who's going to be the next, you know, the victim for. I'm not a very big fan right now. It's not the Bray that I like. Uh-huh. I think they're turning him into a almost like a man that goes to AA every time and denies everything he does. So it is what it is.
Okay, and then the other thing I want to say, well, let's talk the Bloodline. What about that storyline, which is gone now for a couple of years now at the Bloodline? What do you think?
I think whoever decided to create that needs a raise. It's been a very good storyline. WWE, thank you for keeping the belt on Roman for, 2 years now?
Right.
But the Bloodline all together and feeling oozy and bringing in all that, it's been a wild ride and it's been a fun to watch. Uh-huh. I mean, that's been one of the storylines that everyone wants to see what's next. Who's going to be, what's going to happen? Because everybody wants to see Roman turn on Sammy. That's what they're looking for. That's the cherry on the sundae right there. They want to see if they all turn on Sammy.
I think they have started that storyline. I think it's just starting now where the turn from Friday night, there was a couple of things said, some looks by Paul Heyman, some looks by Roman Reigns, especially when he was talking about a few weeks ago on SmackDown when he's in the ring with Sammy and they're getting set up for this tag team match with Cena and KO. And the crowd started shouting, you know, Sammy Uso, or going Sammy, Sammy, Sammy. And you could see Roman kind of got that jealous look in his eye. So I think they're setting it up, how they're going to go from there. I think it's going to be interesting. But what a job, you know, creative-wise.
Yes.
And then what a job by Sami Zayn. Oh.
Sammy needs a shot at the title.
I would love it.
I think Sammy, I would love for him to have one of them.
Uh-huh.
Although Sammy's not, you know, the greatest worker. Well, he is a good worker.
He is a very good worker now.
He's a good worker, and he's been put in years upon years and upon years. And it would be funny if he was to say, you know, let's say that Roman and Sammy does go at it, and he says, well, and let's say he gets hurt. Let's say Sammy's hurt to the point where he goes, well, I can't wrestle, but my cousin can. And I've given it to him. And then El Generico.
Oh.
El Generico. Oh.
I haven't thought about that.
I can't wrestle you. I haven't been cleared. But my cousin has, and I have turned it over to him. And then here comes El Generico. And yeah. People know who the heck it is in 5 seconds, but still, it would be fun to see El Generico come out.
Yeah, I wonder if that has been trademarked, you know, by any other wrestling organization. But yeah, that would be a great storyline there, Guy. I haven't thought about that. I like that storyline if that does happen. But I do think that, you know, eventually they'll turn on Sammy and how they go from there, whether he just kind of steps in the background and is like their flacky, you know, kind of like Brandon does for the Elite for a while before he turns on them. I'm kind of interested in seeing that too. But Sami Zayn, when he was in the ring and he came up with the, you know, aren't you feeling oozy? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was something they hadn't written. That was something he did. And then he does the Usologist, something he did, and it took off. And I would just hats off to Sami Zayn, my wrestler of the year in the WWE because of just that very reason and how that has given new life to the Bloodline.
It has. I mean, because the storyline was getting, you know, kind of dull at first, but then they bring in him. and it just revamped everything. And it's been a great ride with these guys. And I mean, the stories are good. Even with KO, and then with all the others that they brought in, we thought the bloodline was going to break up. And we thought they were going to turn on Sammy eventually. But it was a great story. 2022 for that was perfect. I mean, that's what kept SmackDown. I think their ratings went up a little bit after that. Right. When they started doing the Usy, the ratings went up. Because everybody wanted to see if it was going to happen again.
Yeah.
And that's good. That was good.
So as we end 2022 and we look towards 2023, is there anything that you would like to see happen in any of the promotions? A title change, somebody getting a different, better push or a bigger push, or just anything you would like to see happen in the world of professional wrestling, just as a fan, what would you think?
See Nick Aldis show up at the Royal Rumble.
That's a good one. That could happen.
See Nick Aldis, because he's a free agent now, ladies and gentlemen. See Nick Aldis into the WWE, and see Cody Rhodes win the Rumble and go to WrestleMania.
You think Cody Rhodes will come back for the Royal Rumble?
Yep, I think he'll come back for the Royal Rumble. And the last two entrants, the last two that'll be in the ring, will be Cody. And if memory serves me correct, if he shows up, will be Cody and The Rock. They'll be the last two. Because remember, they were still talking about The Rock coming back to fight the Bloodline.
Right.
But wouldn't it be good if it was The Rock and Cody in the ring for let's see who does it?
Yeah.
And we know both the egos will pull at it and say, I need to. No, I want to see Cody, because that's one title he's never held.
Well, I think eventually that's going to happen, but they're going to have some sort of resolution with Seth Rollins.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Because the last that they had was when he had his injury.
Yeah. And I can't imagine with Rollins and the way they're portraying his ego, seeing Cody come back without some sort of shenanigans going on. I guess that's the word I'm using right now. So, but you know, there's the possibility people are talking about if The Rock comes back, it'll be at WrestleMania. That's, you know, his movie schedule and all that he's doing, because he's a busy man too. But that could happen. I think as we get into the road to WrestleMania, I'm hoping that they continue setting up good storylines instead of some of the, the first half of the year. This was when Vince was in charge. There was some okay stuff, but the WWE entertainment value to me jumped up almost 50% when Triple H took back over. I just thought that when Vince retired, you could see a light go in people's eyes. They started doing better. I really do think that.
I'll agree with you. I mean, everybody, and then people from AEW that jumped wanted to come back, and now but Triple H is making more moves, bringing in different wrestlers from different organizations. I mean, it's been amazing how he's welcomed people back with open arms, but it's also kind of weird that he's throwing the hammer down basically on some of the old timers, but it's okay. That he wanted to fire D-Von. I read that and I was kind of in shock, but you know, things happen. Friendships don't last forever, and business is business. So it is.
Thank you, Dusty Rhodes. Got a little business going on here. Little business.
Business is business. So that's the way things are. And I mean, that I'm looking forward to seeing what 23 has to offer for professional wrestling, all the indies, and you know, for the main wrestling organizations. The indies are going to be hot here in North Carolina, in Winston, Salisbury. They've got a lot of promotions going on right now. MLW is just hot as fire. Extreme World Wrestling, it's catching like wildfire down here. But MLW, hopefully, if I can ever have the time off and do it, I would love to go to a wrestling match. But with my schedule, ain't going to happen the way they are. So thank you.
And then you've got NXT coming to Charlotte, February the 4th.
Yes, you can't go through Charlotte with having a bulletproof vest and an AR-15 and a prayer. That's just the way it is in Charlotte right now. There's been so many, drive-by shootings, and I don't want to take. I just don't really go to Charlotte as much as I can because I don't want to be on a milk carton somewhere trying to find me. But other than that, it's just been. I'm hopefully one of these days I can go to a WWE event. I mean, I'll have to bring my wallet, my next of kin, probably to get in there. But we'll see what happens.
Okay, Chris, let's get some final words. Thinking back at 2022, looking forward to 2023. Anything else you want to talk about as final word?
Well, we're hoping that Zane one of these days can get away from his other boss and, you know, tell his boss to shove it sometimes and get back onto the podcast with us, because the three amigos need to put on their sombreros and have a good meeting together at Turnbuckle Trash. Listen, Zane, we miss you. We want you to be back on this show. Come on. Let's do it again.
We can do it. We'll work it out. We'll get it done. So, okay, yeah. Chris, anything else?
No, sir. That's all. Everybody enjoy 2023, because 2022 was a rock slide sometimes.
Yes, it was.
Just look at the president. No no hair and no brains. But we won't go there. Sorry, Uncle Randall. I know you're a Democrat.
I could say something about no hair with you, Chris, but I won't.
Manny, thank you very much for including me in that comment. And now I'm going to have a professional wrestling name. I'm just going to be called Slick. Remember that, Manny. You never know. I could show up at a DCW event. Slick is here.
There was already a manager named Slick.
No, but there's a problem. He's taller than I am. I'm going to be the junior Slick.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be Junior Slick. Junior Slick. All right.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Chris, for taking time out of your day to join us on Turnbuckle Trash, okay?
Happy New Year to everybody, and everybody stay safe, please.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
And if you're a big wrestling fan, there's a really good chance, a certainty that you've been teased or kidded, mocked and chided, derided for watching what people refer to as the fake sport, phony sport, show business sport, which I say, okay, there are elements of all of that in what we do, but I'll also ask you to walk up even the most ardent sports enthusiast or MMA fan and say, hey man, does your sport continue when one of the participants is no longer conscious? Because mine does!
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
It's Turnbuckle Trash. It's Dave and Zane talking about what's happened in the past year and what we're hoping for in the upcoming year for professional wrestling, not WWE, not AEW, not Impact, not Major League Wrestling, just in general. We just want our guys and our friends in professional wrestling to have a great year coming up in 2023. Well, let's look back a little bit. Christmas time, I got a special present. Did you see what I sent you? The present my wife gave me?
Yeah. Yours, who are you saying that was weird and wacky? Dave?
I got a dolly.
Oh, my God.
A doll.
I chuckled at that. I was like, oh, my gosh. Only Dave would get...
I
lily
love
doll.
The lily doll. It's sitting in my living room.
Snuggle
right
with it at night too.
Well,
I thought maybe it'd be by your pillow.
Yeah, it'd be my pillow. And a little 13-year-old girl came over to the house the other day, and I said, "Did you see the dolly I got for Christmas?" And her eyes went, she just, it was hilarious. But I did. I got
that
my lily doll, and I appreciate my wife putting up with me, because I saw they were selling that, and I wanted one so bad.
That is funny. I'll add it to Dave's collection. If anybody, I know you post a few pictures on Facebook every once in a while, but Dave pretty much could open up a museum of all of his professional wrestling action figures and gear and things from over the years. Dave is definitely a collector, of an admirer of the wrestling, huh, Dave?
Yes, and by the way, on our turnbuckletrash.net website, I am working right now, I did some this past week, putting some pictures of my collection on there, and we're going to put that as part of the website, and then I'm going to put the interviews we've done throughout the year, put that on there, and then a section just for some fun pictures and some of the bloopers from throughout the years. That's going to be on there, too.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that you're not setting a very good example.
Okay? Why?
My wife's on this kick of cleaning Jackson's room.
Uh-oh.
You know, so she's going through all this stuff, and she's like, you don't ever play with these figures. You're wrestling. Do you ever play with those? No. But what about these Ninja Turtles or these Marvel ones? You ever play with these? No. She's like, what are they for? He's like, I wanted to collect them and display them like Dr. Dave does. You sound like it's like, well, Dr. Dave collects them.
So there you have it. I am a bad influence. I am a bad.
Great. It was awesome.
A great story right there. Yeah. That's a great story.
Like, well, Dr. Dave collects them. I was like, yes.
And I've got I have a room that would be like a guest bedroom, but we don't have a bed in there. We've got shelving units set up for my wrestling collection and my superhero collections.
As a friend, I love to add to Dave's collection. And when I see our Walmart down here, even right now, Dave, I about once or twice a week, I've been going to Walmart and keeping my eyes peeled. They've probably got 30 action figures on clearance right now.
Oh.
And I'm waiting for them once they get down to that, you know, they always kind of do that. They're like $24 and they're like clearance and they knock them down to 21. And right. I'm like, I'm not paying $21 for an action figure. Just not doing it.
When they knock them down to like
seven or eight, that's when I buy three or four and send them home with my mom to give to Dave.
Yeah, you gave me my
Dave.
You got me the Hangman Page one.
Last one, Matt Hardy.
Jeff Hardy. Yeah.
Yeah, not too long ago, I got you a Jeff Hardy, and I can't remember. I've gotten you a few. I try to add to your collection when I can, you know, squeeze it in the budget.
Well, let's move on. I wanted to discuss a couple of things about stories, not storylines, but behind the scenes type stories that affected how wrestling was viewed in the public and as us as fans. And to me, there's two main stories that occurred very close together. One was the retirement of Vincent Kennedy McMahon when he was accused of taking company money and paying off ladies that he had dalliances with, and you know he was using his money that the company was now, and remember they're a public company, it's not private anymore. And he was using that money allegedly to keep people quiet. What did you think about that? And should Vince come back? Because there's been talk about him wanting to come back in a role in WWE.
You know, Vince wants to come back as like an on-screen role. I mean, Vince was always entertaining when he had no chance. And he struts down he always got a rise out of the... Fine, if Vince wants to come back in that way, or even as a ring announcer, Vince was a great ring announcer, a color commentator. He was great at that, you know, back in the WWF nostalgia type era, Vince was a lot of fun to watch. But I don't care if Vince wants to come back or make a thing, you know, every now and again and razz some people up or get into a little feud or something. You know, if they wanted to set up a little Triple H versus Vince McMahon feud and bring some butts in the seats and ratings and stuff, that's fine. But he doesn't need to be involved with
the behind the scenes anymore. And that's been proven like in the last half a year or so that he's been gone. I mean, it was like literally like overnight, it got better.
It got better.
It was like the next Raw that came on after Vince said he was quitting, you know, was better than all the rest that had been that entire year.
I don't think Vince coming back would be a good idea, even if it was just an on-camera role, because I think everyone would be on eggshells, wouldn't know how to react to him. You know, is he back and he doesn't have a regulatory role, or is he using Triple H and Stephanie and he's controlling them? That would be going through my mind. Now, you know, to come back and make an appearance, I don't think that's a problem. But to have a more substantial on-air role, I don't want to see it. I just don't want to see it. So,
yeah, that's understandable. Yeah. I mean, you know, all that clout you have with Triple H, I mean, that ought to really.
Me and Trips, you know, we're real tight. Yeah, we're me and Trips.
So. Not even Hunter. I agree with you. You know, one thing that I wanted to discuss real quick with you is, you know, we're talking about things as this. One of my favorite things that happened last year, and I'm just going to mention it. We don't need to spend a lot of time on it. My favorite pay-per-view of last year was the W. Well, I want to say W. Almost said WCW because it's an old WCW pay-per-view, Halloween Havoc.
Right.
It was taken from W. Wasn't that a WCW pay-per-view?
Yes, it was. It used to be, right? Yeah.
And it was NXT, and my gosh, that was a fun pay-per-view. I mean, like every match had a stipulation that, and the men's ladder match that started the show out was phenomenal. I mean, that was my pick for match of the year.
Before the North American title with Les Lee,
winning
it. A great story behind that one. Yeah, there were some really good ones this year.
Oh, I mean, my gosh.
Pay-per-views were really good.
Yes, absolutely. But one thing I wanted to talk to you about as this new year is coming up, and is there anybody in, say, the WWE that you want to see get a little more TV time or any feuds that you'd like to see? If you could be doing the booking right now and say, yo, you know, use your clout with Trips and say, yo, let me take over a couple shows. I'll show you how it's done. Uh-huh. Dave's knowledge, Dave's crystal ball,
right,
bringing it to the table.
Yeah. I would do a little bit more with Chad Gable and Otis and the Alpha Academy.
Oh, you like those too?
I really like both of those. I really do. Shush! Did you see the little TV commercial they put together for their WWE shop? And they were kind of like a rapping to a Christmas tune. Couldn't even remember what it was. And all of a sudden they have Chad Gable going, shush! Thank you! I think they could be really good in a major feud. You know, maybe bringing in more people into the Alpha Academy. And making it, more of a faction. I would like to see that. Street Profits, I think they're on the way to being a major, major tag team. And just good stuff there. Bianca Belair, a great champion on the women's side. They're going to be setting up her and Bayley for, I think, quite a bit of a feud. And then Alexa Bliss looks like she's getting ready for some sort of change in her character. And I hope it has to do with Bray Wyatt and, you know, how she was kind of tied up with the Bray Wyatt situation and how that's how the Lily doll came to be. And they're getting ready to do something there. I would just like to see maybe some of the younger talent getting just a little bit more of a push. If it's just to get a title for a month and then losing it. To see how the crowd reacts to a younger talent getting get the IC title for a month, or maybe even having the huge upset against Roman Reigns instead of having Roman lose it to a major name when he loses his title have it be to a younger name for just maybe 2 weeks, you know, or mm-hmm. 3 or 4 weeks. I don't want to see like they've done. Remember they did with Dolph Ziggler, I think it was a few years ago. He won a title, and then the next night on Raw, he lost it. I didn't like that.
Or what they did to Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
That still pisses me off to this day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, finally the guy is finally he wins a title, and they take it away from him. I'm still mad about that to this day.
Yeah, and I like what they're doing with I'm trying to remember now, Finn Balor. There's rumor that the Demon King might be coming back. Remember the Demon with Finn Balor?
Yeah.
He and AJ Styles might be going back to that. I would love to see something like that. You know, I would just like to see them give some of the younger guys a little bit more of a push. I like what they've done with the Ricochet recently and Imperium with now known as Gunther. It used to be Walter.
Yeah.
I like Walter better than Gunther, but I'm kind of surprised he's held the IC title as long as he has. It's been a good feud.
He does a good job.
Oh,
I really like him as he's going to be around for a while, and it wouldn't surprise me if he just keeps moving up. You know.
Oh, that
he's good, and their faction is so good.
That is so good, and then that match he had over in Scotland with Sheamus, it was one of their mm-hmm. premium live events, and it was across the pond. Incredible, mm-hmm. one of the matches of the year, and you know Gunther can go, and he's good enough that he can go against people like Ricochet, and then turn around the next mm-hmm. night. And have just a slobber knocker with Sheamus. Remember a few years ago when he was performing over in Europe, match of the year with Jack White, a lot of people said. And Jack White's a lot mm-hmm. like a Ricochet. You know, he's a flipper. Yeah, he does a lot of acrobatics. But Walter can really go. Gunther and then Imperium, that's just a great faction. I love it.
I couldn't agree more with you on that one, Dave. You know, so if I'll take the throne here for a minute, and then hand me that mic back, Dave.
Okay, have it. There it is, right there.
Thank you, Dave. There you go. Like Rush, remember how Rush used to always have his papers, you know, and he would, you know, shuffle his papers on the on the desk.
Right.
You know? Let me look at my notes here. You know, I agree with you on that some of these people, some of these superstars, I'd love to see them, you know, like that match with Logan Paul and Roman Reigns, like that was a good match.
It was.
But I kind of with a lot of the fans on that Logan Paul didn't deserve a title shot. He hasn't been in the, started from the bottom and worked his way up.
Right.
I mean, he's just a good athlete, and all of a sudden he spends a few weeks in the training center and they throw him in an all-star match with the head of the table. You know, I didn't agree with that. You know, I would like to see them try to, it's along with what you said, why Logan Paul just for butts and seats or when there's so many other guys that could, you know, go and put on an excellent match, you know, even, you know, Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman. I mean, some of those big guys like that would be fun to see them. Just, you know, one of my favorite matches with Roman Reigns was that No Holds Barred match with him and the Big Show.
Right.
It's been a few years ago, and you haven't seen Roman in a match like that for a long time.
Right.
And it would be good to see somebody like Braun Strowman go up against him in a No Holds Barred match and have him just beat the hell out of each other. And even if Solo Sikoa interrupts and Roman retains, at least it's something that at least it's somebody who's been around the block and somebody who fans know. And I just don't agree with that when they have these people like Logan Paul step in and all of a sudden he's some big hot shot.
Yeah, and he got injured like that. In that match, you know, when he did the dive off the top turnbuckle onto Roman, mm-hmm. he injured his knee. So that's why he hasn't come back yet.
Well, yeah. And he had no business doing stuff like that. He the training and the things that these guys go through to do stuff like that. Uh-huh. Like I said, I'm being an armchair quarterback 100% right now. Logan Paul is a hell of an athlete. He's a good fighter, good boxer. But there's a lot of guys in that you and I would say are probably better wrestlers. I mean, there's a difference between somebody who can entertain and somebody who's an athlete and somebody who can, there's different kinds of wrestling. There's, those guys like what's his name? He's over at AEW right now. He's one of the managers, old WWE guy, old WWF guy. What's his name? He used to be over at NXT. I'm having a brain fart.
Regal.
Yes, William Regal.
Yeah, William Regal.
Yeah. Right, William Regal. Yeah, yeah. It's like somebody like William Regal, really technical and really on the mat and really gets his opponents twisted and tied up. And then you got somebody like Ricochet, who's a high flyer. And then you got a guy like AJ Styles. I'm just saying there's so many different kinds of wrestling for a good athlete to show up. And I just didn't like that. But moving on, I would like to see just a few more, like the Bloodline's getting a little stale. I kind of was hoping they need to get that kind of moving along. It's getting a little stale. Something needs to happen with that. And I would love to see like Elias getting that, like you said, that middle intercontinental type or US type title match, cause like Elias can go in the ring and somebody like him and Gunther, I mean, that would be a hell of a good feud,
It would be.
Those guys coming out and interrupting him on the guitar, and Elias smashes Gunter in the face with the guitar, and it's just there's so many easy ways to tell a story. And MK Bandit told us a story in 5 minutes, and there was no action. It was just two guys running around in a circle.
Uh-huh.
And he told us a story of, remember when the guy was like down and he, somebody would have to, they'll have to go back and find that.
This is turnbuckletrash.net.
Yeah, and again, I mean, it's storytelling, it's an event. And that's why, and think about this. Do you recall the beginning of Ring of Honor? I'm going to say 2005 to 2012, where everybody was doing triple axel moonsault off the top ropes in every match and everything. Well, why did that style sustain itself? As a complete company, the style has its place, just like hardcore has its place. But I mean, as a complete company, why didn't that style last?
Did nobody care? Did nobody want to see it?
No story.
Well, no, see, that's the Will Ospreay and Prince Puma match that last summer. That was a lot of criticism over that, because it was a great match. I mean, the talent, the acrobats, the things like that were in that match were just phenomenal. I've gone back and I've watched that match probably 4 times, and I love watching the match. But you're right, there is absolutely no storytelling in that match. There is no low point. When you go back to the days of the 80s when Hulk Hogan used to get the crap kicked out of him, and then he'd Hulk up and he'd win and the crowd would go crazy because the good guy was going to win, But
it always comes down to this. If you don't have shine, heat, comeback, finish, and you don't tell a story, you screwed something up. I've been to so many seminars of Bubba Ray. I've been to so many things, and the first thing that you should ask yourself when you go into a match is not what moves am I going to make, it's what story am I trying to tell?
Huh. Wow.
If you can't answer that with your opponent, then you shouldn't even go through the curtains. Because ultimately, why should I have sympathy for you when you have not done anything to get my sympathy? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about this match. Think about this match, okay? Heel comes out, sticks out his hand for a handshake. What does every pro wrestling fan think? Don't do it.
He's going to grab it. Don't do it. Yep.
Don't do it. Okay, so now he shakes his hand, and the heel doesn't do anything. The fans are like, huh? Automatically attention there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrestle, wrestle, wrestle. The face gets his shine. The heel cuts him off, powders out of the ring, shakes his head, everybody cheers. Right? And mm-hmm. now you're like, this guy's cool, and that guy's an idiot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Gets in, the heel gets in the ring, says, oh man, that was a good headlock, a good combination, I gotta appreciate good wrestling. Looks to the crowd, sticks his hand out. Everybody now is going like, oh no, no, he's definitely gonna kick you in the groin now or something, right?
Yeah.
The table's now been set. So now, here's now, think about here's the brilliance of something like this. You've just given people expectations of, oh my gosh, is he gonna do it or not? He didn't do it before, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And now you've stated there, the story is now the handshake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now imagine you progress, the face shakes his hand, of course the heel kicks him in the groin or something, and starts beating the crap out of him, right?
Yeah.
So as he's beating him up, he's chasing him around saying, shake my hand! Shake my hand! Everybody's going to be, boo, what a dick, right? And so now he's beaten the face to the point where you think, there's no way this guy's going to win. He sticks his hand out and says, shake my hand, you pussy, or whatever. And the face reaches up, and he reaches up, and he grabs the heel's hand, and the heel laughs, and the arm drags him down and starts his comeback. What do you think that crowd's going to do?
Oh, go nuts.
Now listen, have I told you one wrestling move? Well, there's two wrestling moves I told you about. The reason why matches like that work is because it tells a story. The story is a handshake.
Yeah.
So my point being is, if you can't build that, I mean, did I really even talk about what moves the two wrestlers were doing?
No, you just talked about the high and the low.
That's what I'm saying. The moves are inconsequential, they're consequential, but they're not the main event. They're not they're the sizzle. The steak is the story. What I just told you with a handshake match, that's a story that happens. That's what right there is a match that you have to put together because it tells a story. Now you can do moonsaults and you can do all that stuff as long as you have that handshake telling the story. That is my whole point in this is that without the story, wrestling is nothing. And right now the Fed is telling different stories because they had to change. And that's what they're doing.
Hmm. Interesting.
This is turnbuckletrash.net.
But there's so many easy ways to tell a story. Cheap heat. They always talk about cheap heat and run-ins and a guy pissing the guy. That's what the Royal Rumble always kind of sets up feuds and things like that. You know, somebody throws somebody over the top rope and they get pissed and they're out for revenge next
time.
They ruin their chance. But I feel like they got to simplify things a little bit. Stop the bloodline. So it's been fun. And I like the bloodline, but maybe I'm just rambling here. I'm just saying that I feel like there's ways of simplifying the stories and still getting butts in the seats and still it being fun and entertaining and moving the titles around a little more.
WWE, what they do is they set up a feud for the title. You know, right now it looks like KO is being set up for a feud with the Roman Reigns for maybe rolling up to WrestleMania. And then Sami Zayn's going to be involved. By the way, Sami Zayn, a pro's pro. He's very oozy.
Oh, yeah.
He's very oozy. So,
and that's a guy, another one of those guys who's paid his flipping dues.
Oh, and he's so hot right now.
He deserves every second of TV time in the WWE that he gets.
Oh, he is so hot. And that when he came up with that Usy comment, and then being an Usologist, and that was fantastic. He is super hot and deserves all the credit he's getting. But I like what AEW does a little bit too. They set up, maybe they'll set up a tournament to decide who the next number one contender is for whatever belt. It might be just a month-long tournament, just a one-night tournament, but they have a way of moving people up instead of just saying, well, I'm going to take on Roman Reigns for the title. It's my turn to do that. No, you know, I like rankings a little bit. Maybe how, you know, bringing back the rankings of the wrestlers. That, I would love to see them do something like that.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we talked about that too, of back in the day, the Intercontinental Champion was literally the next in line.
That's right. That's right.
And you know, he would, there was several times that an Intercontinental Champion held the WWE title or the World Championship as well.
Right.
At the same time, I think the Ultimate Warrior did that once.
Yeah, he did.
But I agree with you 100% that there's easy ways of getting a few people on TV and getting a few of these faces, and I hope that we see that coming up this year.
Right.
And you know, one thing just real quick before we, I know we're running a little long, but one thing I hope as well, I'm going to shift into another gear here. Downshift or reverse. I don't know where I'm going. I'm all over the place tonight. I'm sorry, but thanks for putting up with me. I just got a lot on my mind here. I'm really excited to talk to Dave. But I really am excited too for our local promotions. We got a new promotion in Salt Lake that's coming up. I'm really excited to see what DCW is going to bring to the table. I hope maybe sometime I can make it up to a dive event. I'm really excited to see what Utah Wrestling is going to do.
Right.
In 2023.
And the indies, you know? Wow, absolutely. The indies are just still going.
Yeah.
Major League Wrestling just made another big signing. You remember Umaga? He's part of that big the big family there, the Bloodline. His son just signed with Major League Wrestling. So there's another one coming up. And then, you know, you got the Future Stars of Wrestling in Las Vegas. You got the Championship Wrestling from Atlanta, Memphis, Hollywood, just Championship Wrestling. Then you've got the Phoenix Wrestling that MK's involved with. All the different little promotions out there, and you know we can't cover them every one, but that's the roots right there, and that's who we wish will do very well.
Yeah, I was actually going to tell you, I forgot to text you the other night. I did, so that PWTV, it has a Roku channel, and they're finally starting to get some content on there. There for a while, it was kind of stale. There wasn't much going on, but Major League Wrestling is on that PWTV app. And I did watch some of their stuff the other night, and they got some good stuff going on over there. That's a cool promotion.
Yeah, the Von Erich's sons are there, and they've got, one of the Usos brothers is there too. Can't remember which one. Anyway, they do have some good talent over there. And, I had a guy's name, Hammerstone.
Yes.
I have watched him for years.
Alex Hammerstone.
What a great wrestler he is. And, you know, he's on the indie circuit. And then you got Sam Adonis, who's managed by MK Bandit in a lot of promotions. So there's a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. And I hope that 2023 brings nothing but the best for these independent promotions, because I would love to see them make a big splash and really and people get more interested in them. I mean, I know like the Utah promotions seem to hold their own and they're doing really well, but I would love to see even more people at those events and just to have them keep growing. I mean, how cool would it be to see, you know, DCW instead of selling out the the Trolley Square.
Yeah.
You know, to move to
somewhere like the Salt Palace and put on a, I mean, wouldn't it be cool to see a few thousand people there instead of a few hundred?
Right. It would be.
It would just be so cool to me. That's all.
Yeah.
I just hope that they can get, and I don't know if it's going to happen this year. I'm just wishing and hoping that for the best for these smaller promotions.
Me too. Agreed.
Keep your eyes peeled, Dave.
Will do.
Because there's going to be a lot of cool stuff, and I got a feeling it's going to be a good year, and it's probably going to be a good year to be a professional wrestling fan.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Wrestling was an essential service.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Pro yes! wrestling from a fan's yes! perspective.
Correct!
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being.
Well, if you want a rematch, you aren't getting one.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
You ever wonder why somebody like Mick Foley walks around with no freaking front tooth?
Yeah, me and Trips, you know, we're a little tight here with me and Trips.
So he was a high-paid jobber?
Yeah. No. When...
Ah, man, you know.
Well, here we go.
Start getting old like Dr. Dave is.
Let's see if we can be Phil a little goosey.
Thanks for the heads up a lot, you know.
Cena, just for men.
that stuff, you know, I like that stuff.
Oh, nah. Yeah, you do.
Dave, I love you, but I don't want to live with you.
I don't want to be anywhere near you for a couple of days.
Well, you know, then you chime
me?
In.
So you probably get that phone's ringing off the hook. It's Dave again.
Oh, yeah.
Another text.
No, that's what I'm like, oh, it's Dave. Oh, it's Dave.
But my hair left with my dignity sometimes.
I got a dolly.
Oh my god!
I got like, a doll.
I chuckled at that. I was like,
"Why don't you wear socks when you come to the ring?"
I sweat like a government mule. Little bit of moonshine, and I think I can. I'm 6 feet tall and bulletproof, just like Travis Tritt's song.
They be ugly.
My wife saw this kit of cleaning Jackson's room.
Uh oh.
You know, so she's going through all this stuff, and she's like, "You don't ever play with the with these." Action these figures. You're wrestling. You ever play with those? No. But what about the Ninja Turtles or these Marvel ones? You ever play with these? No. Well, what are they for? He's like, I want to collect them and display them like Dr. Dave does.